Worries 19 in the Twin Cities. Pentagon officials are trying to figure out just how much damage Allied bombs did to Iraqi anti-aircraft missile sites. Initially, U.S. estimates indicate that much of Saddam's air defense was wiped out in the attack by more than 100 U.S., British, and French warplanes. Experts say weapons continue to flow across Somalia's borders, even as U.S. Marines confiscate truckloads of weapons in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The experts say the key to disarming the famine-struck country is not so much confiscating guns at the capital, but establishing peace and stability through the country. Researchers say injections of a substance that's used as a flavor enhancer may turn out to be the first safe, simple treatment for sickle cell anemia. In a report in the New England Journal of Medicine, doctors said butyrate, when injected, activates a gene that produces the form of hemoglobin that might help cure the disease. And the New York Times says today President-elect Clinton is considering imposing more stringent ethics rules on Commerce Secretary-designate Ron Brown. Speaking to reporters in Little Rock, Clinton said he's considering that action because there's a big difference between being chairman of a political party and having a commerce job where you actually make decisions. Bad news on the floor tonight for both Minnesota basketball teams. The Gophers lose.
Not really. They're not bad news. They both covered. They both covered.
Get out of town. It was Iowa 84, Minnesota 77 in college. And in, we think it's pro basketball. Yes, it is pro basketball. San Antonio beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 89-81. The North Stars were idle. Another comment there?
Well, both clubs got the number done. I mean, what's the problem?
Now the weather and all the weather numbers. Here's Bill.
Hey, I did get a chance to watch that Timberwolves game. If they'd put anything in the hoop the last 2 minutes, they'd have won that game. How many shots did they miss in the last 2 minutes?
A bunch.
That many. I didn't know that that was the exact number.
Chris Smith played great tonight for Minnesota. Did you get a chance to watch the ball game?
No, I did not. I watched the Gophers. I like Chris Smith, though. He's a UConn player, right?
Yeah, he's starting to come along. He's a favorite of mine. There's a reason for that. Go ahead.
19 degrees in the Twin Cities, and radar still showing some small areas of light snow out there. We'll have some light snow and flurries through the night and into the morning hours. Morning lows in the upper teens with a light northwest wind, and then some breaks in the overcast as we go through Thursday. Afternoon high about 20 degrees and light and variable winds. Clouds will thicken up again on Friday. Just a chance of light snow. I think we have a little better chance of light snow over the weekend, and highs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the 20s. Right now, clouds and flurries, wind northwest at 5, and our temperature 19.
News you want, people you know. WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830. This is Kurt Lundgren. You know that I know automobiles, vehicles, cars, and trucks.
I know you do.
I know you know what a dollar's worth today.
That's right.
Not as much as it used to be.
Right.
I want to talk to those of you who've got a nice older car or truck or an RV or motorhome, whatever. It's past its warranty. It's got a tired or a worn-out engine. It's flat busted, laying under a tarp at the side of the driveway. You love the car, and you wish it would start breathing again. We can fix you up. Darcor Engine Sales in Blaine and Bloomington. They can rebuild or replace the heart of your vehicle for substantially less than you thought, and certainly a whole lot less than the price of replacing that vehicle. Next time you think about a new car or truck to replace your particular favorite, go on out and price it first, then call Darcor, D-A-R-R-C-O-R. Their certified technicians can handle imports, domestics, and they specialize, too, in motorhome installations. They do it all. In fact, Darcor Engine Sales has a great reputation throughout the entire Upper Midwest. I'll give you their number in a minute, so get a pencil. Now, with the average cost of a new car or light truck closing in on $20,000, you can pay a lot more, but the average price around $20,000, what would it cost you to replace your current vehicle? After you've made that calculation, call Ed at Darcor, D-A-R-R-C-O-R. The toll-free number, 800-398-9916. In town, it's 780-9226. Tell them Kirk Lundgren from Night Talk on WCCO told you to call and save some money.
Here's another thing that you want to make a consideration for if you've got a car with a bad motor. You want to take a long, hard look at having the Darcor people take a look at your vehicle. Maybe you've got something you don't think is worth anything today. They can fix that engine for you. You can put that car in the market and make yourself a whole lot more than you're making with that thing sitting in the driveway taking up space.
Darcor, D-A-R-R-C-O-R. And by the way, if you're driving, give us a call when you get to a phone, and we'll give you the phone number again. We know you can't write with that pencil on the steering wheel while you're moving and everything. Teen Tragedy Night, Dash 2.
The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave her this world. We were out on the blade in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the
Arcor could have fixed that.
Well, now, he doesn't get around to the title until
where,
about the third
where
chorus.
Where has my baby been? The Lord took her away again.
I'll give you the title because he didn't get to it till way later in the song. It's called Last Kiss.
Last Kiss.
The scenario is it finally, a smash, and he pulls her out of the car, and she gives him the last kiss, and that expires right there in 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, J. Frank Wilson.
Very good. You cheated, though, because you looked at the screen where Marianne wrote it down,
no,
right?
No, look quick.
You knew that?
Oh, for sure.
You knew that?
It's a classic, man.
Yeah. Who's the backup group? J. Frank Wilson and the...
I don't know.
Cavaliers.
Yeah. J. Frank Wilson. I always think that maybe if he would have gone a different direction in life, he might have been able to design homes and been an architect. Like Frank Lloyd Wright.
Or at least he devoted his last $35 to brake lining instead of a couple of cases of something like, who knows?
Or if he would have taken the Gophers into points tonight.
Yeah.
Night Talk with Darkstar on WCCO Radio. We take your calls at 989-9226, 989-WCCO, 1-800-327-8255. The rest of this show and two more, and then we go into the 9 o'clock time slot here on WCCO Radio. Marianne and Kurt and I will be here from 9 to 1 just for fun.
This is Roger Erickson with a public service announcement from WCCO Radio and Pennies for Patients. Last year, Minnesota schools raised 1.5 million pennies. That's 5 tons! And it all went toward leukemia research and patient aid. I recently mailed your principal a letter about how to get your school involved. So ask your principal how you can help gather pennies for patients or call the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia Society, 545-3309.
Night Talk with Darkstar on WCCO Radio. Let's get right back to the callers. Let's go to Carl and Egan. Carl?
Well, good evening, sir.
Good morning.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
I had several things that I wanted to chat with you, but one is, you've been chatting, I've been curious, what happens to Jimmy Rogers?
He's going to do two big shows in the weekend, then he's going to do news features during the week. It's something that I think Jimmy's wanted to do right along, and it's going to give him a chance to... He's got some kids that are on the verge of getting into their teen years, and it's a time for him when he just decided that he wants to spend more time with his family. This will give him an opportunity to do that. And the schedule that he has now will allow him to spend more time with his kids. Mm-hmm. And God bless him for that. I think it's a decision that will really serve him well down through the years.
Who takes your place?
Tim Russell, who worked here in the morning from 10 to 12, will work from 1 to 4:30 here. He'll have a night talk with Tim Russell.
Okay. And the other question, I've just come back to the Twin Cities after being gone for a while. What happened to Charlie Boone?
Charlie Boone is still here at the station. He works in the mornings, and he's going to be putting also a very special weekend package together. We're not sure, exactly what that will be, but Charlie Boone is as much of this team today as he was 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, I just don't hear the Boone and Erickson routines anymore.
So yeah.
But anyways, the other things that I was going to, and you guys have talked about, I was just going to say, what do you think about them Hawkeyes?
They didn't play as well as I thought they were capable of playing, but I didn't think they'd play as well as the spread indicated tonight. Charlie Boone, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays here, so you can get a little weekend action with Charlie. I thought the Hawkeyes, 16.5 points was a lot of points tonight, too many points. This Minnesota club beat a good Purdue team at home. They beat Michigan State. I think Iowa's a big phony. They lost their first two games. I'm not really a big fan of A.C. Earls. And I don't think Dr. Tom is maybe the greatest coach in the history of basketball. So
no, in terms of all the Big Ten,
yeah,
I think if you win on the road, you got a shot, because Indiana's already gone in and got one on the road.
Right.
I think they're probably the only team that's got one on the road so far, aren't they?
I'm not sure.
But,
they beat a good one on the road. They beat Michigan the other night in Ann Arbor. So
I just don't think that... that they're going to, Minnesota could go 9-9. They're probably not going to get one on the road.
I think they'll beat Penn State and Wisconsin for sure, and Northwestern.
on the road?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And then if they can win, seven games at home, that puts them right into the NCAA tournament. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I think Glenn's the best thing that ever happened to him.
Oh, no question about
it.
And a class guy, a class act from the day one when he got here.
Oh yeah, you know, because you know he's tremendous. You know, like the Hawkeyes, you know, they're going to probably go 9-9 too because they're not going to win on the road.
Right. Big Ten's tough, boy. You get in, you know, you come in here and play on this elevated floor with all these crazy Gopher fans screaming and jumping up and down and Clem throwing his coat, and next thing you know, you're down 13 points. I mean, Purdue came in here and got run over.
Yeah,
and they got a
decent... wasn't too happy about that.
Well, you know, I mean, his team didn't play well enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd took Minnesota up on their shoulders and just carried him through that second half. And they win by 21 points. But they got a great coach. Clem Haskins can bring a team ready to play.
Well, I think, you know, I've always liked him because the neat thing that I've always liked about Clem is that they consider him a basketball coach first,
mm-hmm.
and they never talk about him being a minority coach.
Yeah, but you know? See, I don't even think of him as a basketball coach anymore because I've had a chance to spend a lot of time around him, and Clem is good stuff.
Because
I mean, he is a special kind of guy.
Well, because what you know, the example that I think of Clem is the coach before Tom Davis.
Mm-hmm.
All you ever heard about was that he was a black coach, not that he was a coach.
George Raveling.
Right.
Yeah.
And in Iowa City, the common joke was whenever the Iowa City police had a real estate sign stolen from somebody's yard, all they had to do was go out to Raveling's house and find it.
Because
mm-hmm. you know he wasn't respected down there.
Right. And which is too bad because George Raveling was a class act.
He was a hell of a recruiter. He's just not a good floor coach.
Yeah, but would make a wonderful addition to any community. I had a chance to spend a lot of time around him when he was a coach at USC, University of Southern California.
Is he still at USC?
I don't know where George is now.
I've always thought he was tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, and I liked Lute before him, and I liked Tom Davis too. But I just think that.
Lute was a piece of garbage.
You know.
Lute.
Lute was egotistical.
egotistical? Open the dictionary to egotistical, and you'll see a picture of Lute live with that fake $63 haircut.
He left Iowa City because he said that he couldn't go even to a restaurant without being bothered.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Tucson, it's the same thing.
Yeah. You know, Lute loves being bothered, regardless of what Lute might have ever said.
You know, but
Lute.
I was really